most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's hump day. Middle of the work week.
You know how you know you are a father and a husband?
How do you know?
When the New Edition movie comes on at 9 p.m., so you take a nap at 5:30
to watch
and wake up at 7:30 so you can have your supper and then take a shower and then watch it at 9 because you know you got to get up at 4.
Now, you can tell you a father and a husband when you say supper. I haven't heard the word supper since my daddy back in the day.
Well, supper.
Now, let's talk about, wasn't that amazing? I've seen the whole thing,
I haven't seen the whole thing yet. I believe in timing.
I don't know, what do you want to call it? But the first episode was amazing. The whole thing is amazing.
Yeah, I believe in scheduling and timing. So a lot of times I don't think you should watch things beforehand.
You do Netflix and you watch all the episodes at once. And you get upset when you have to schedule a time and wait.
Yeah, but
that's why I was surprised.
But it all comes out at the same time.
You didn't do
that. So when the show comes on Netflix, all episodes come out at once. So yeah, you should binge watch it.
Yeah, but the problem was the commercials. It was mad.
A lot of commercials.
I watched it last night and I watched it originally. Bad commercials.
A lot of commercials. It was good, though. It was great.
Amazing.
The New Edition Night 1 was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
goodness. Drop one of Clues Bombs for New Edition, damn it. I just feel very, very upset that I aged out of the role of Michael Bivins. I've been wanting to play Michael Bivins.
You can't dance.
For over a decade.
Michael Bivins wasn't even taking that seriously.
Michael Bivins
was
saying,
he was like, please no.
He's been hearing that for 10 years. I've been telling Michael Bivins that for well over 10 years.
You've just been putting it in the air.
Yes.
Before
anybody thought of a New Edition biopic, I was like, look, one day they're going to do a biopic on y'all. I want to play you.
That biopic was amazing. From the beginning to the end of the first episode, it makes you just dying just to see the second episode. I mean, it's great. Lala played great.
I was thinking Lala too young to play somebody's mama.
No, she played it good, though.
Yeah, she is somebody's mom.
I know that, but I mean, those grown little boys.
Yeah.
And also, maybe they had their kids young.
And then Fantasia Loaf was on there. Wasn't she somebody's mom?
Breezy.
Older sister?
Now, Breezy
was a
little crazy.
She was somebody's sister. Yeah.
Oh. She was filing her nails like she was an old grandma. Breezy.
Sitting there with her own finger wave. She ain't even need hair on set that day. I got this.
Wood Harris did a great job.
Yeah, Brooke did an amazing job. It was. I can't wait for you to see the second and third episode.
Yesterday was a rough day. Rest in peace to Q.
Oh, man.
Owner of World Star.
My queen's brethren, man.
Very good friend to all of us.
That hasn't even set in.
Now, if you don't know who Q is, of course, Q was the creator of World Star Hip Hop. It started off as a site where we used to post mixtapes on there. You could buy your mixtapes, and then it started moving to artists, videos, and then it got to what it is today, World Star.
I've been knowing Q for a long time. Q has supported me at every level in my career. I mean, when I was doing stuff in Columbia, South Carolina, Philly, when I didn't have a radio job, he would always post content of mine, post videos of mine. Mm-hmm. That's my guy. I used to talk to him all the time. We got the World Star TV show coming on MTV2 in February. Q was just a great dude.
I think he was one of the reasons why we were all able to get together, because before The Breakfast Club came, he was posting your videos.
Yep.
He was posting my videos. He was posting your videos, Yee.
Yep.
And that actually allowed for the program director at the time to hear and see what we were capable of doing and think about putting us together. So
I mean, even now, World Star is such a big part of our careers because they post all The Breakfast Club
Absolutely.
Content.
Absolutely. Right. So,
I felt
terrible for his family, his children, and everything that now have to go through this. But we'll discuss that later on during the show. So our condolences go out to our friend Q and his family.
But it also, pushes me to push everybody out there to make sure that you go check the doctor, you go see your doctor, you make sure you're healthy, you make sure you're eating right, you make sure you're doing your exercise, because you just don't want to be in a situation. That young man was young.
Yeah, he had a heart attack in his sleep, for people who don't know.
He was young, 43 years old. Years old is young.
Mm-hmm.
Man. I remember he used to actually travel with his trainer Mm-hmm. And so everywhere he went, he would always make sure that he worked out, he was training. He went through periods where he was really focusing a lot on his health and eating better. He had a cook and everything, so.
Yeah, one time he was well over 300 pounds, and he lost a lot of that weight. Damn.
All right.
Lost one with that one. All right, well, this is front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about, of course, Donald Trump and what is going on. There's a lot. Listen, I know we've been talking about Donald Trump every single day, but there is a lot going on right now and a lot of things that he is attempting to do and talking about, and we have to make sure we are aware of what's going on. Also, we'll talk about a young girl, 14 years old, unfortunate situation that she live streamed.
Okay, and Chrisette Michelle will be joining us this morning. Yes, Chrisette Michelle, the one that performed at Trump's inauguration.
That Chrisette Michelle, the one that all you black people hate right now.
Yeah, we'll be kicking with her next hour. So don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Hey, here's your favorite joint. Bryce and Till Exchange.
Just give me all of you in exchange for me.
Break it down. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Let's get
some front page
news. Who got a loud pack on them?
Maybe somebody from last night.
One of y'all was waking bacon this morning.
No wish.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get into some front page news. Let's start off with your president, Donald Trump.
My president?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, Donald Trump tweeted out, if Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage going on, 228 shootings in 2017 with 42 killings, up 24% from 2016, I will send in the feds. That's his solution for what's going on in Chicago.
Okay, listen. Can we talk about that for 1 second? I appreciate him acknowledging Chicago and that something needs to be done, but the feds will impact zero change. Maybe some short-term impact, but that's it. When they leave, which they eventually will have to do, the situations won't change. Like, solutions in Chicago have to start at the city and state level. And that's what makes Trump sound stupid, because he clearly doesn't understand how branches of government and work. Clearly.
Well, the mayor there has said that over the years, the federal government has stepped back their resources, which we have stepped up. The federal government can be a partner, and to be honest, they haven't been for decades. But I also feel like, what about other solutions, like working on doing things for the kids in the community and educational resources? Mm-hmm. How about things like that as well, instead of just saying, let's send in the feds?
Yeah, I mean, change needs to happen in Chicago, but it's not the president's job. Like, the governor needs to be held accountable, and senators, council members, elected local officials. Like, mm-hmm. that's who really needs to be in leading the charge on change in Chicago.
Now, what happened with this young girl that you mentioned?
Oh, yeah. This was a really sad story when I was reading this. A young girl, 14 years old, Nakia Venant, she actually streamed herself hanging herself from the bathroom of her home in Miami Gardens. She was only 14 years old. They didn't give a lot of details other than to confirm that both child welfare administrators and the Miami Gardens Police Department were investigating her suicide in the care of a foster family. So she was in the care of a foster family. They said she was very smart academically. She smiled all the time. She had a lot of charisma, and she was her mother's first child and only girl. Her dream was to write a book on her life, and she had started a daily journal at such a young age. She was only in seventh grade.
Wow.
What was the point of her live screaming the suicide?
I have no idea. She was on Facebook Live, and one of her friends called the police, but the police showed up to the wrong address, and she didn't have the right information, and they just weren't able to prevent that from happening.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Can we start off with something happy? Do you have anything happy in that pile of papers over there?
No, I don't. I mean, Donald Trump is also ordering a revival of the Dakota Access Pipeline. He wants to bring that back, even though it will contaminate the water and everything. So we're going to see what's going to happen. He also is talking about building that wall. He's ordering that wall to be built. So those are the things that Donald Trump has done so far after becoming president. He's ordered the wall to be built. He's ordered revival of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
He's keeping promises.
And he's also saying he wants to send the feds into Chicago.
He's keeping promises. Listen, the only thing I need Donald Trump to do is just be briefed about UFOs and aliens and tweet that out, because I know it's coming. That's going to be the best thing about this presidency, the fact that he lets us know that E.T. and ALF and all the other extraterrestrials we ever known exist.
So Donald Trump tweeted out, big day planned on national security tomorrow, that's today. Oh. Among many other things, we will build the wall.
No, I can't wait till he tweets, aliens! With mad S's. Aliens are here, dead ass. Now, I need you aliens to have the same energy that y'all have on Earth that y'all had on Mars, okay?
That's
what I need to see.
All right, tell them why you're mad is up next. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, a bad morning. Maybe set about life, whatever you need to do. Call us up, get it off your chest. And that way you can have a great day. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Another one.
They don't want me to have another anthem.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, my name's Sassioni from Cleveland.
Sassioni.
Hello, Sassioni. You sound like a nice little spice you find in an Italian restaurant. A little Sassioni on my calzone. Tell them why you mad,
y'all
bro.
Y'all silly, man. You know why I'm mad, man?
Nope.
I'm Trinidad American, right? But people assume that I'm Jamaican until they're asking me.
And people do that to me, too, all the time, because I'm half West Indian, and they always say, oh, you're Jamaican.
No, I think don't people think that you Asian. I never heard nobody say you Jamaican.
No, because I'm half West Indian, and when you say West Indian, they say Jamaican.
Oh, when you say West Indian.
Right.
Okay.
People also assumed you're uncircumcised, right, Sassion?
Why would they?
Oh, my goodness, man.
I never heard
Angela,
that.
Angela, Charlamagne, you guys hit it on the head. You hear me, man? What'd you say about your head?
Whoa. You freaky this morning.
Yeah. All right, you say about having a hoodie on your head?
My goodness.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jeremy from Philly.
Relax,
all right,
hey,
Philly.
Relax.
Why are you mad, Jeremy?
I'm mad because last year I sent in half-naked pictures of myself to you guys to win that Natasha Sandy contest, and I'm still fat because y'all didn't pick me.
Well, you clearly didn't look like you needed that much assistance.
Those two guys.
One never showed up, and I don't know if the other one committed or not. I haven't heard from him, but we're about to do the die thing again with Dr. Natasha Sandy. You got to bring Dr. Sandy up here.
Yeah, we need to bring him definitely back up here. Hello, who's this?
It's Trey from Elizabeth City, man. What's happening?
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Hey, look, man, last week I called up here after a dude, when Trina was on the show, man, dude called up here and said his music was popping. Won't nobody trying to hear him. And then Angela Yee, the beautiful Miss Angela Yee. Y'all gave him a shot, man. He wasn't ready, so I was trying to see if I could take his slot with that.
Oh, you trying to rap?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's hear you.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Let's hear it.
All right. Now, here's a story about two brothers, close as pillows and covers, loyal to one another and more than helpful to others. They climbed their way out the gutter with a seed the size of mustard, the faith and strength they mustered, despite the lack of a mother who made them needle her lover, forcing her son to suffer and overdose on the substance the color of bread and butter.
Hey, Donald Trump just signed an executive order that says you must stop rapping immediately and get a job.
Oh, I'm on my way to work right now.
There you go.
We Hello, appreciate you.
This is Ryan from Massachusetts.
Ryan, tell him why you mad, bro.
I'm just mad because, I mean, all love, but you guys get the segment where we can vent about why we mad, and Charlamagne always has that comment negative towards the people calling in. This is the time to vent, man. You got to let the people vent.
Okay. You got something you want to vent about or just me?
About the negative news, man. I can't get away from it. TV, I mean, I go to you guys to get some free time, and it's still a negative news in the morning is killing me, man. How about some positivity?
You're right. Listen, man, I'm going to give you some positivity right now. Your girlfriend sent me some nudes, B. They look good. They made me feel good.
Well, that's positive.
At least they look good, though, bro. He could have said they look bad.
Yeah, they look good. They look good.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Tell her keep up the good work.
All right, man. Be positive.
All right, brother.
There we go.
At least you were positive.
That was positive.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Tika.
Hey,
I need you to have the same energy, Tika, when you telling us why you mad.
Why are you mad?
Okay, let me tell you something. I was mad, but I'm not mad anymore. I was mad because I'm calling from Atlanta, and I thought you guys were off the radio station, but really, y'all guys got moved to another radio station.
That's right, two stations.
A couple of weeks till I discovered y'all was still on the radio.
Yeah, I want to tell you what station we on, but we don't have the updated list in the studio.
It's 94.5.
There you go.
No, we're actually not on 94.5 anymore.
No, we're not on 94.5. That's the old station.
I think it's 92.3, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it's 92.3.
There you go.
You're just saying anything now.
You guys, listen. You guys are on two radio stations.
92.3 and 96.7.
There
you go. 92.3 and 96.7 in Atlanta. 94.5 is trash. Tell them Charlamagne the God said it.
Damn it, man. All right. That wasn't too positive.
What?
But I ride with
you. What happened?
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Riri with Sex With Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to everybody that came to the Agenda Trade Show. Now, if you don't know what Agenda is, that's a show where people come with their product and they try to sell it to different stores. So if you have clothing, if you have hats, if you have jeans, or if you have bracelets, you try to get your stuff into different department stores and mom and pop stores.
They have buyers that come there, and the buyers come and buy product for their stores.
So Angela Yee and I was there. We brought our Juices for Life BK, and we were giving juices to everybody.
Yeah, we gave out some free juices, you know, very beneficial. We did the morning rush yesterday. If you don't know what the morning rush, you can make it at home. It's with protein, peanut butter, bananas, and almond milk.
And Donald Trump, delicious. Donald Trump just signed an executive order that black people can't sell juice anymore. Okay.
Well, they were free. We gave it away.
We don't want y'all giving away no fruits at all. He signed an executive order. Black people can't even hold fruits in their hand.
Angela Yee was working, and I was just the pretty model. That's all. I was the pretty model.
Matter of fact, Donald Trump said the only fruit that black people can touch is Macone.
You see? See? You know what? You can go too far.
Listen, the world ain't been the same since Macone touched T.I.'s ass this week. Have you noticed that?
That was not Macone.
How you know that was Macone?
That wasn't Macone?
That was Macone?
I heard it was McCone.
That's what I heard.
Allegedly McCone?
Allegedly it was McCone touching T.I.'s ass from
Y'all
what I heard.
Y'all need to stop.
That ain't true.
T.I. guns.
I'm not playing this game with you. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
We are going to give you an update on what happened with our good friend Q, a.k.a. Leaf, owner of and founder of World Star Hip Hop. Also, we'll talk about Oscars. This year, there was a difference from last year's Oscars So White, and we'll tell you what that is.
All right. And also, Chrisette Michelle will be joining us next hour.
Chrisette Michelle. Chrisette So White.
Chrisette, man. Chrisette.
I can't wait to sit down and chop it up with Chrisette Michelle. Even though I really honestly don't care about her performing at the inauguration, mm-hmm. that's her choice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she can make the decision she wants to make. It still should be an interesting conversation.
Okay. All right. We'll get into Chrisette Michelle next hour and rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
All right. Play
Club.
Fake Love. That's too depressing. That's a depressing record.
I like that song.
Yes, but it's been raining for 3-4 days straight. Donald Trump about to tweet we're going to have a nuclear war record.
Jeesh.
Come and see me, Bart.
All right. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Q.
Okay.
Okay.
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. That's what you want to do.
Man, rest in peace to Q, the founder of World Star Hip Hop. He's actually a good friend to everybody in this room.
Man.
He's helped us out tremendously.
Oh, man.
Listen, I used to work at Sirius. We didn't have any marketing budget at all. The only reason people knew who I was because of World Star posting.
The Breakfast Club, when we first started, right? our biggest promotion was absolutely World Star Hip Hop.
Absolutely.
Actually, when we first started, Q came up here and did a skit. He did a speed dating skit.
Oh, yep.
He did.
He sure did.
Q has been rocking with me at every level of my career. No matter when I was in South Carolina, Philadelphia, when I didn't have a radio job, he would always post our content all the time.
Well, here is Q when he was actually on The Breakfast Club, and he was talking about the importance of video as opposed to just editorial content.
Seeing the poverty, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
and it's right in your backyards of these congressmen, states, legislators, you know, I feel like these voices need to be heard, you know what I'm saying? So that was my job, you know, to go out there and feel it like going on ground zero and just walking around, seeing it for your own eyes and feeling it, you know what I mean? Because I feel like with videos, you feel it more than just reading about it. Editorial doesn't make you feel it, you know what I'm saying? No one cared when we talked about police brutality and harassment until we actually start showing the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Then people's like, oh, okay, I see what you mean, you know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of people don't like these videos that's so in your face. But then again, you know, these videos is what's going to help, you know, bring awareness.
Q was my guy, man.
And every year he did like a lot of. Every year he did this big giveaway.
Giveaway in Queens.
Mm-hmm. Queens, yeah.
Yep.
So he did a lot of things for the community. I know a lot of people have been really negative, and it.
Y'all don't know Q. Y'all only know what y'all see. The mm-hmm. perception of somebody. You ain't never had a conversation with Q. That was one of the most positive brothers you will ever meet. One of the most helping brothers you would ever meet.
And I saw a lot of people that knew him personally just posting about how helpful he was, how
Absolutely.
Kind he was, mm-hmm. and he was very funny. Like everything negative that people said about him, he always thought it was a funny. Like he would always hit me up and be like, "You see what people are saying?" and just kind of laughing about it. So
that was my guy. We used to talk all the time. We was talking a lot more lately because we got some projects in the works. One of those is World Star TV, which airs next next Friday on MTV2. February 3rd.
But he actually had a show, right, that was revolving around him and his website's crazy videos, celebrity guest appearances, and he had been in the gym a lot, trying to slim down.
Yeah, that's the show, World Star TV.
Right.
Yeah, hosted by comedian CP. Airs next Friday.
So they're saying that he did pass away in his sleep, and they are going to have an autopsy. So we will see exactly what went
down. Good dude, man. World lost a good one. Y'all have no idea. To act like you did not revolutionize this hip-hop thing, you a damn lie.
And for a lot of artists that were trying to get seen for the first time and get their videos on Worldstar was such a big deal.
Absolutely.
He actually came up with G-Unit. That's the first time I met him. He was with the whole G-Unit clique and then branched off and did his own thing.
All right, now let's discuss Rashida and Kirk Frost from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Well, it seems like Kirk has had a side baby. He has a six-month-old baby.
Hey,
with
alternative child, G.
A 27-year-old woman named Jasmine Washington, she said she did have a relationship with Kirk. And she said
alternative relationship.
After they had the baby, he then abandoned her. She wants him to step up and take care of the baby and cover her legal fees as well. He's 47 years old. She's 27. And he had encouraged her, she said, not to work while they were together. She was a kept woman. He would take care of everything. He gave her a living allowance, a car. And then now the baby is 6 months old. She said he started denying their child after she broke up with him. And then he completely cut her off and their son in every way. And she's in a state of financial distress now. She hasn't been able to find a job, provide for her son. She wants to get his exact income. And she wants to get $2,500 in child support. She wants a DNA test. And she needs all of that.
Hey, how come women don't understand that alternative relationships are full of alternative facts? Yes, I will always be here for you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I care about you. But soon as something happens where my real relationship is threatened, you gotta go. Why what's wrong with them?
My goodness.
All right, and the Oscars, we told you yesterday, they did announce the Academy Award nominations, and it's been record-breaking, so that's great. Denzel landed his 7th nomination for Fences, and Viola Davis also was nominated for a supporting actress. They also had Octavia Spencer nominated for Hidden Figures, Naomi Harris for Moonlight. So it was a lot going on this year. For the last 2 years, no black actors had been nominated, no actors of color at all for the last 2 years. And now this year, it's been record-breaking. So that's good news after Oscars So White last year.
Can we just talk about how the Illuminati made Birth of a Nation just go away? Like, they really sure just did. Made that disappear. Okay.
It sure did.
Can we talk? Does anybody remember that movie, Birth of a Nation?
It's gone.
I remember.
Salute to my man, Nate Parker, the Nat Turner story. They made that movie disappear. You think the Illuminati can't delete you like a tweet? Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. And by the way, that's going to air February 26th, the Academy Awards on ABC.
Okay. All right. When we come back, Chrisette Michelle will be joining us. Of course, she's the young lady that performed at Trump's inauguration, and everybody destroyed.
Now, listen. I saw another interview she did.
On Billboard.
On Billboard.
Mm. Yes, I saw that too.
So did she come here before or after Billboard?
After.
It was after.
Mm.
Okay.
Why?
I'm just seeing what dream we selling to people this morning.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
You've been hearing our name in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, a lot lately. Miss Chrisette Michelle.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, let's just get right to it. Why did you decide to perform for Donald Trump?
I needed them to see us. I needed them to see what we have to say, what we look like, how we talk. I needed, with the entire campaign experience, I think that many of us were wondering, who is he talking to? You know, you would hear something and you would say, why does he think it's okay to talk to, quote unquote, us like that? And so I needed him to see what us looked like, because I was as confused as everybody else, wondering, I'm the one who feels left out. And I would keep hearing him say, or the campaign trail say, you know, for the people who feel like they don't belong, or who feel like they're not being heard. And I was saying, I don't know if we're being heard. So I had to go. There was no hesitation. As soon as we got the call, the first thing out of my mouth.
Did Omarosa really call you?
Yeah, how did you get the call?
They said Omarosa called you.
Okay, I want to let you know, and you can tell me all the rumors. I had turned off my phone as soon as I decided to do it, because I knew that people wouldn't understand. And I referred to myself as a wolf in sheep's clothing, but really, I was a sheep in wolf's clothing. I was as afraid as we all are right now, knowing that I had to put on some kind of armor. I call it the armor of God, and that's why I went there and sang gospel. And no, I don't personally know Omarosa, and no, she didn't call me.
Who called
you? How did you
get the call initially to do the inauguration?
So there's a great company called Universal Productions, and they book us. And
the Soul Circus?
No.
Oh, you idiot.
What are you talking about?
No,
Universal.
That's Universal no. Circus, you idiot.
Yeah, Universal. You heard the Universal music.
All right, please, serious. Okay.
So, they booked me for a lot of different things.
So, booking agency called.
A regular, everyday right. booking agency that books artists. And they said, would you... Well, they didn't call me. My phone doesn't ring okay. for those people. I have a team.
Call your fiance, your manager.
My manager, yes. They called, and he called me into his office, and he was like, you're not going to believe this. And he told me, you know, they want you to perform at the inauguration. And
what was your initial reaction?
That's what I'm about to say. Immediately, I said, absolutely. And he said, oh, hell no.
Oh, you said yes immediately.
And it was no hesitation. The first thing in my mind was...
Before he told you how much he was getting paid or after?
We negotiate that. So there was okay. no... Like, on a one sheet, they don't say, we have this amount of money to pay you.
They ask how much...
They ask, what's your fee?
What's your fee?
Yeah. So...
A quarter million?
No, my fee... You think Chrisette Michelle, well, the soul singer
the,
from New York...
You got paid a quarter million.
Okay, that's another rumor. So, no, oh. I didn't get paid $250,000. But... If I did get paid $250,000, I would be very proud of that. There are black people who wanted to sing in the White House 100 years ago that sang on the steps because they wouldn't let us in. So, and they would sing for free. The way I sang for Barack Obama was for free. But you know, this was a business deal. And like any other business deal, I'm an artist. I get paid to do what I do.
Right. Oh, so you sang for Barack before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so
yeah, more than once. As a matter of fact, Michelle, they say, you know, Michelle Obama would leave the White House and go on these little trips. One day she came on a trip to go see me perform at a small spot in Washington, D.C. And after that, I knew that I had the ear of political great people. And I said, you know what? I'm going to use this to say what we have to say. Now, so that's why I went.
Did you anticipate how crazy the backlash would be? Because we've seen other people, Jennifer Holliday, we've seen other people that attempted to go and perform. And even with the White House, they weren't going to release who was performing because they okay. knew it scared some people. So in your head, did wow. you know, okay, this is going to be crazy for me?
I knew, I saw what Jennifer Holliday went through. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I was... great before they called me, and I was still great after they called me. I was the same Chrisette Michelle before they called me that I was after. So I didn't anticipate my own fans being as enraged. I thought that they had heard the album that I put out called Let Freedom Reign. I thought that they heard me sing Black Girl Magic. I thought that they had seen me go to Harvard University and talk about black art and how we can use art to change social.
They don't matter when you do right. something they don't like.
Right. So I would have never guessed that. I would have thought they said, now we know Chrisette, she is. I thought some of my accolades would have stood for who I am. And they didn't. One thing I will say is that as I travel around the country, which I do all the time, and around the world, I just was overseas a little while ago, I've heard so many different ideas of what's going on in the country from all different shades. And so putting out No Political Genius was my way of saying there's more than just you that lives here, you know? And if we don't know anything about each other, then we'll never be able to get along. I'm holding on to the words from Maya Angelou and from greats like Ayan Levanzat, who understand that if we don't talk to each other, we'll never unify and we'll never get anything done. So my goal now is to start conversation, continue conversation, and not to be afraid of conversation, and see if maybe somebody will listen and maybe something can change.
You know, it was a smack in the face, though, to Barack, because you rode with them so much, and you said Michelle came to your show.
And he's still insulting Barack
and we
Obama.
See Donald
my
Trump
thing was...
Him at the inauguration yes, and
yes.
grab him by the... So
yes.
many disrespectful things. And
yes.
You know, at one point, you just say, nah, I'm riding with
yes.
I mean, even not as a black thing, just as a woman.
Right.
As a woman, as yeah. a black person. My thing was, Barack was my leader for 8 years. What's Barack doing? And Barack was there. Now, there were 60 Democrats who weren't. That, what does that say? That says that the voice that we had, we're not going to have. The same way that the Republicans walked out on Barack Obama is the same way that Democrats are walking out on Donald Trump. So where are we going to be? Who's going to speak for us? I'm no political genius. And I'll say that 1,000 times, but I am an American.
See, I think that's the problem, though. I think people want political geniuses to talk to Trump, even though Trump's not a politician.
Right.
I think when they look at you, right. they're like, why is Chrisette Michelle talking to Donald Trump? What could she possibly
because
say?
Because I'm as upset as y'all are, and I'm invited to a lot of people's offices. I'm invited to a lot of mayor's offices. And so if, by some chance, we could have a conversation... And somebody could tell me what to say. If Charlemagne can tell me what he wants to see fixed. If Angela can tell me what she wants to see changed. If Envy can tell me what he can't stand that's going on. And if we could all be one voice and I could bring that to somebody, I will, because I do have access. I was at the inauguration.
All right, well, we got more with Chrisette Michelle when we come back. We're going to ask her about comments made by Spike Lee, Talib Kweli, Questlove, and more. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.
I've been down so- that was Fabulous, So Into You. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Chrisette Michelle in the building. Charlamagne?
Did you get a chance to have a conversation with Donald Trump?
What was that conversation like, if there was one?
Right. Donald Trump was not at the ball. So, you know, we talk about the media and what we see on television.
So he wasn't at the place you
performed? It was the Liberty... No. I was at the ball that he spoke at, but he didn't get there until we were leaving.
Okay. So it was kind of pointless, Trisha. You took a lot of heat for nothing.
I took a lot of heat because I want to unify America. I didn't go there to see if I could shake down. What's a handshake going to do?
I don't know. But that's what you're saying. You're saying you went there to have a conversation with him. You didn't even get to do
that.
I
went there to begin a conversation with America. I went there to show them what we look like. And after the show or the performance was over, and I sing a gospel song. I don't know if people watched.
What's the song?
Because
I'm a heathen. I don't know. What's the song?
Intentional is the name of the song. Okay. And it's by Travis Greene.
Right. You guys perform together.
We perform
together.
People
don't like him right now either.
It seems like people are in love with him right now. I don't know what you're reading again. And I don't mean to be rude. I'm just saying I can't.
All day.
No, we had Angela Rye here yesterday. I think she said she got to find her a new gospel singer because Travis Greene used to be her favorite
singer. That's one person who said that. Yeah. And he just put out a new record and it's doing well in the charts. So no offense to anybody who's upset with him, but there are people who don't even know to be upset with him. I'm walking into the gym that I go to. Don't say nothing crazy, but I'm walking into the gym that I go to. And there was a white, because you always got something funny to say. And
now, I forgot what would be said crazy.
Well, the last time I came, I said I'm a fat vegan. You said, why you got to call yourself fat? Anyway, moving on. But I walked in, I didn't. But I walked into the gym the other day, and there was this white lady in a black suit with red lipstick on, and she was as enraged as I was, but she looked nothing like me. And I said, I performed at the inauguration. You know what the first words out of her mouth was? Oh, my God, congratulations. And that's the response I'm getting from people. And we don't even know that people feel that way. And like you looking at me now, I looked at her. I said.
So you're saying you're about to switch genres? You're going to start doing country music? You're going to start performing for white people?
No, I'm going to start talking to more people.
Gotcha.
And see if we have anything in common. Now, and then see what I can take.
Were your feelings hurt, though, when you saw a lot of people were, you know, doing all the memes and really harshly attacking
I didn't watch
you.
The memes.
And even with Spike Lee.
You can tell me. You can show me whatever you want.
Well, even like with Spike Lee.
Spike Lee.
I know that had to. Let's go there. I saw that, and I know that had to upset you.
She ready for Spike,
boy. Obviously, your fiancé.
Well, because he's one of my, quote-unquote, and we can disagree or agree on this term, peers. Mm-hmm. In other words, we're both people who create. We're both artists who bring things to media and say things. So the reason why something that comes from his mouth would be disappointing more than hurtful is disappointing is because he's the person who's trying to supposed to teach me how to create this art and how to get it out. He's the person who created Crooklyn and is telling people that he's not going to pay me for a song he never called me about. Mm-hmm. So teach me, please. You know what I'm saying? I'd much rather, and if he was here right now, I would much rather have a conversation than a tweet.
Right.
You took
and you
the time out.
You did address it in your spoken word.
I did address
you
it in
You
called
him a
crook
from Crooklyn.
I addressed it in my spoken word. And I had to get that off my chest because I don't know anybody who didn't watch Crooklyn. Mm-hmm. I'm not from that side of town. I wasn't raised in that experience, but it was eye-opening and it made me think. And I was proud of that. I was proud of watching that. And now I want to create that. Now I'm bringing in cameras and paying for that stuff with my own $750,000. And Spike Lee's not going to be able to teach me. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be able to show me anything because he doesn't even want to have a conversation. So I invite him right now. Let's have a conversation. Let's
and
talk,
Questlove
please.
Well.
Questlove, one of my
Questlove
peers, somebody who
pay
I...
you not to perform.
And I would have paid him to perform. I mean, that's where it's at. You know what I mean? If Questlove, who I've worked with on his music, doesn't know that I didn't go there for money, then we don't know each other. Mm. None of us know each other.
I think the problem is I don't have a problem with people engaging. I truly believe that, you know, throughout the history of the civil rights struggle, you've had engagers and you've had resistors. Some people choose to engage, some people choose to resist.
Sure.
I think both methods are cool. I just want us to be on the same page.
Right.
But I think with you, I think people just want people to wait and see what Trump does. Like, don't he's ran
but
a campaign.
Is that scary?
But no, he's ran a campaign of hate for 18 months.
Uh-huh.
He needs to prove to us first that he's worthy of our conversation.
But I'm afraid to wait. I'm afraid to wait because I don't know what he's going to do tomorrow. I don't know what they're going to do tomorrow. I don't know if my small black business is going to count as a American, by American tomorrow. I don't know where I fit in.
Why not go to the Women's March then?
They don't invite D-list celebrities. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I didn't get no phone call.
A lot of people called them to come. It wasn't that they really reached out to people. They said that all kinds of people were calling them because I was there, and they didn't
invite me. You
know,
you gotta be a celebrity to go to the march.
Like, I mean, I could stand outside amongst everybody, and I was in the city during the march. I was there, but I wasn't invited to speak on the stage.
Because I think that could have been a powerful thing.
I think what I did was a powerful thing. I think what Alicia Keys did, was a powerful thing. I think what Madonna did was a powerful thing. I think if we all think about doing powerful things on the platform we have instead of doing powerful things on Instagram will be a lot better.
Well, this is the thing, though. Like, you did utilize the platform, but you didn't, like, make a stand.
Did you listen? Did you see my Basquiat skirt? Like, I am an artist. I wasn't given a microphone to be a speaker, so I wore Basquiat there. And on my Basquiat skirt showed us being hung, showed us being beaten by police, showed the brutality, and nobody listened.
Oh,
you didn't listen. And they're still calling. Congressmen are now calling me. So I'll go there.
I think you should have wore a Black Lives Matter t-shirt.
I wrote a song, Black Girls, Black Girl Magic, and Spike Lee won't play it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Even if you would have said it on stage, like Black Girl Magic,
I did. You wasn't listening. You wasn't watching.
School me. That's what you
did. That's the whole thing is that.
So
really, you should have watched it to see because
even if he didn't, that's okay. I didn't do it for views. You know what I mean? Gotcha. I wasn't trying to get more followers on Instagram.
But people will criticize something, but not really know the whole
have no clue
entire story.
Have no.
Little Mo wrote really hard for you because she does know you personally, and that's your friend. You know, so she, I guess, she would know where your heart is at more than
I appreciate Mo's passion. And I'm grateful for the truth of the matter is nobody has walked up to me on the street and said, I hate you. There's people who are excited and saying I support you from behind closed doors. The people, you know, behind closed doors. But I need somebody to stand next to me and say, I support you. And we do this together.
So don't listen to Charlamagne. Lloyd definitely didn't say that.
He didn't say don't.
I was going to ask, though.
No, I want to know, but for everybody, what did you say on stage? Because that's what people are going like. So what for people who didn't watch.
I said, it's not over until it's good. I said, to keep hope alive. I said, put your hands up in the air and wave from side to side. That's what I said. I said, look at my skirt. I wore a skirt created by a white woman with a black man's art on it. That's what I said. I'm an artist again.
Not good enough. You should have said, hands up, don't shoot. Black Lives Matter. All right.
That's what you said. Then you say that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to the inauguration. I learned from
all
the
say things. It from the Breakfast Club. I'm listening.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm listening.
We say it up here, but after seeing Donald Trump's first week.
I don't know if those were the perfect words for the inauguration, though.
We conforming to them. Why are we conforming to the oppressor?
You're not listening.
Okay.
You're not watching either.
Okay.
You're not watching me. You're not watching me. You haven't been watching me. And you've always been kind. So, because we are in our community and I know how things turn into beef. You've always been kind. You've always been cordial. You've always been a great conversationalist. And that's the reason why I came, because I know that y'all know how to talk.
Right.
And y'all are okay with conversation. Yeah,
that is one thing I said. I said, y'all acting like y'all boycotting Chrisette Michelle, but y'all was
Chrisette.
Not. I don't think y'all was. Yeah, Chrisette. I don't think y'all was supporting her.
Before. Let's start with the 700,000 followers that I had. And then there are 30 million other Americans besides that. So the 30 million other Americans, black Americans besides that, are making a decision now. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
All right, we got more with Chrisette Michelle when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What the hell that be?
I was good on my own. That's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded. On some faded love. What the complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though. I'll give it to you, but baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another on the hit list. Trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never saw you could have it. You needed me. To confess, but baby, who you need in me? You've been rolling and rushing and rolling up. Let her roll it up. Break it down like a brush, but never us. But never rot. That's the real on the real. Are you serious? How you feel? How you feel? Used to trip off that shit. I was
don't care. You was just another on the hit list, trying to fix any issues with a bad view. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage, but you never could imagine. Never saw you could have it. You needed me. Ooh, you need love.
That was RiRi with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking to Chrisette Michelle. After seeing the first week in office with Donald Trump and the things that he did with the, you know, with the PMI for that mortgage insurance that's going to hurt working class, and the abortion thing that he did that's going to hurt our community, do you still, if you could have did it over, would you say, I still would have done it? Because nothing has changed. You know, we said we hopefully
It's been three days.
And it's all been bad.
And it's been scary. We got 4 years ahead of us. So prayerfully, hopefully there can be some change in the next 10 days, in the next 2 weeks, in the next 10 weeks, in the next 10 months.
I'm a stern believer when somebody shows you who they are, we should believe them.
Huh?
What'd I'm a stern believer when somebody shows you who they are, we should believe them.
Maya Angelou, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
But I also believe
So there's no hope for America?
No, I mean, there's definitely hope, because I believe in God. So I don't
there's no hope for Donald Trump, is what
you know
you're
what
saying.
Right.
No.
Is it what?
Look at me in my eye. Is there hope for America?
Right.
For I'm America, America.
Yes.
You're America.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because God is in control. But like I said before.
And that's what I said on the stage. You just said you was a heathen.
I mean, I'm righteous and righteous.
Okay, so then you're not a heathen.
Yeah, I got a nice little balance.
Because look, there's something that we can agree on. God is in control.
Absolutely.
And can we start there? Because that's all I said on that stage that you didn't watch.
I think people would like to see people like yourself use your influence to get some intellectuals in front of these people that you're in front
of. So I'm creating a TV show. It's called No Political Genius. And No Political Genius is a show where I go to the white girl in Dakota with the same situation as the black girl in Far Rockaway. And then I bring Congress people and mayors from their area to talk to those situations, the intellects.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be, like I said before, the bridge. I'm a creative. I know how to create stuff. That's what I do best. I wish that a Spike Lee could show me how, what angles to use, what lighting to use, what color to put on the filter. But if he doesn't, then I'll create something in 2017 that does bring intellects before this situation.
Yeah, that's what I think the bridge is.
That's my goal.
The bridge is getting in front of those people and bringing John Lewis, bringing, you
that's
know,
all I want to do.
The head of the National Black Caucus. Like
these people that I've spoken to, again, can we be clear?
Yeah, they said,
yeah.
Right.
That was a bit harsh.
I know, baby, why'd you have to say that?
Did you post it too?
I did, but I said my fiance said.
but do you feel
sometimes
like,
your man got to speak up for you.
Do you feel like it's a double standard, though? Because they really came at you hard. I didn't see them come at Floyd Mayweather at all, to be honest with you.
Right, and please, Charlamagne, understand that it's okay for them to come for me. Like, that's, people are entitled to a broken heart. And I'm hoping that people will be just as entitled to heal. Of course, people are going to come for you, no matter what you do. People come for you!
I love it.
So what am I supposed to do, just cry?
Yes, that's what I was hoping you would do on the show today, because
honestly
thought you were going to come in here and say, look, I am Chrisette Michelle. My mom is sick. Somebody's sick.
My mother just went back to work after managing me for 10 years, and so did my father. They just got a new spot, and I'm paying their mortgage and my brother's college tuition.
Money's good.
I am never crying about people calling me a coon or a bitch. Again, we've been called that for years.
I'm glad you're strong, but I was hoping for.
But where's your hope lying? You said you was now you're not a heathen.
I'm ratchet righteous. I told you a balance.
I need you to want me to stand. I need you to want that.
I judge people by their motives.
Okay. One of my goals is to sit down with John Lewis and to bring his point of view. One of my goals is to sit down with Kasim. Not goals. These are things we're setting up.
Just bring them with you. Like me, they asked me.
I don't know if they got the time to walk around through the South Dakota with me. The thing is,
I'm talking about in front of Trump then.
Yeah, talk to Donald.
Like they asked me, would you go meet Trump, Charlamagne?
She wasn't even in front of Donald Trump though.
Right,
well, you know what I'm saying. I'd have brought Minister Farrakhan with me.
Yeah.
That's what I would have did. I would have just been the bridge like that.
But listen, do you really... There's a reason why I was given the microphone. Can we start there?
Yeah, because they don't think you're going to say nothing threatening. They don't think you're going to say nothing that's going to challenge
and
the establishment.
So, like I am, the artist that I am, and the speaker that I am, and the girl that I am, I'm going to say it my way, but I hope that I can say your words. I do. I'll just say it my way.
Now, what about this album that you have, the Spoken Word album?
I'm releasing it on February 1st. I woke up on Sunday at like 3 o'clock, no, Monday at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and all of these were, again, I'm an artist. I need to start there every time. Because some stuff artists do are weird. But I woke up with all of these words in my mind, and I had to write them out. I just had to get them down. And so I told my manager after I finished writing, get me into the studio, please. And I went to the studio and recorded it. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily a response to everything. Some of it is. But it's just my perspective.
Let's hear it. You got it.
Sure. Which track is this?
This is the Spoken Word one.
Why are you laughing? Y'all about to play something by somebody else?
What you mean? No, this is Spoken Word.
Okay, so this one is called No Political Genius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the title track. I am the black song Spike Lee won't sing. I am the black voice inauguration bells ring. I am the black sheep disguising the scared wolf. No, I'm the black elephant in the red room scared shook.
It's already been remixed, too. People are doing remix versions.
I will not be watching. I am the black song Spike Lee won't sing. I am the black voice inauguration bells ring. I am the black sheep disguising the scared wolf. No, you gotta read. I knew he was gonna play something that ain't by me.
Michelle, how much did you get paid for the inauguration?
I'd rather not say.
It wasn't a quarter million, though. More or less.
She said that was a rumor.
That was a rumor, but I don't ever disclose that kind of stuff.
Right.
I don't talk about what kind of car I drive. Like, that's not me. I don't.
I see that Cartier Love bracelet, though.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
Pretty penny.
At the end of the day, was all of this worth it?
Right. It's been 3 days. Mm-hmm. What is all of this?
3 days, 72
Three
hours.
Days. That's all we
That's
talking
a lifetime
about.
On Twitter.
So yes, just to be clear, people, not you're me. Not a Donald Trump supporter, just so we can be clear about that.
Let's talk about what it means to support people really fast,
mm-hmm.
okay? Does that mean did I pay for his thing? Does that mean that I vote for him? I did none of those things. Does that mean that I agree with all of the awful rhetoric that I'm hearing? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. No
Absolutely
contributions
not.
To him at all.
No, I can't. My contribution would be, is there anything I can do to open up you people's eyes?
Who's you people, though?
We about to find out.
Because we woke.
I'm woke, right? But people don't know that I'm woke either. So he might not know that you're woke. You know what I'm saying? Like, but my thing is we all live here. Like, here. This is the only country we live in. I said in the next poem, is there a charter boat back to where I came from? And who's going to tell me where the hell that is? It's not in my history book. So we're here. There's no boat somewhere else. I'm just saying.
I got you. Let me ask you one last question. All lives matter or black lives matter?
For me, I'm black. And my life matters.
Black girl magic.
Seen. The reason the entire experience was started wasn't because all lives didn't matter. It was because Black Lives Matter. So there's no contradiction there. Civil rights activists like Martin Luther King didn't only march for us. He was a civil rights leader, civil for all people here. Black Lives Matter, though.
All right.
Well, there you have it.
And thank you so much for coming up. I know it's been a lot going on, so we appreciate you coming and trying to clear everything up and just let people know what was really
going on. I have no problem
with
engagement. I say it all the time. We're going to have engages. We're going to have resistors. I just think that those of us with influence should use our influence to get the intellectuals in front of those people like Trump.
And that's my goal with No Political Genius. I just want to say that again so that when you see No Political Genius on television and me talking to these congressmen and to folks like John Lewis and bringing it to the ears of the people that might be able to make a change, you'll say she said she was going to do that. I want you to believe in me.
And I do. And I don't agree with, I think we all, engagers and resistors have to be on the same page.
Right.
Regardless, if the end result and the goal we want is the betterment of us as a people, we shouldn't be in fighting amongst each other.
Amen. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's why I wrote the poetry, because that is to us. That's to say, guys, like, I know you may not like what I did, but if we can't speak, then I'm not going to be able to do anything different. So, God forbid I have to use somebody else's money.
Gotcha.
Because Spike Lee don't got me.
Damn.
Well, there you have it. It's Chrisette.
She didn't cry, but it was good.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Turn the damn mics on.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Salute to Chrisette Michelle for stopping by.
Chrisette Michelle, man.
What do I keep saying?
Chrisette.
Okay. Well, salute to her for stopping by. I thought it was a good conversation. I didn't learn anything.
No.
I just... Yo, you make choices in life, you make your choices in life, period. I didn't
stand by it.
Stand by it. She stood by it. I didn't care.
I was excited to perform.
I didn't care when she performed at the inauguration.
I got some money and that's that.
Yeah, she got
her bread.
She got a check. She said she wasn't hurting before that. She did it because she wants to bridge the gap. Look, I can only judge a person by their motives, not their actions. If she says her motive was pure, so be it. I wasn't checking for Chrisette Michelle before
this. Chrisette!
Whatever. God bless her. You know what I mean.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Paris Jackson.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Paris Jackson is 18 years old. Now, that's Michael Jackson's oldest child. And she did an interview with Rolling Stone. Now, she talked about her life as a kid. She said, we actually had a pretty normal life. Like, we had school every single day. We had to be good. If we were good every other weekend or so, we could choose whether we were going to go to the movie theater or see the animals or whatever. But if you were on bad behavior, you wouldn't get to do any of those things. Now, she also did talk about her father's death. Mm. And she did feel that it was more than obvious that her father was murdered. She said,
really?
All arrows point to that. It sounds like a total conspiracy theory, and it sounds like BS, but all real fans and everybody in the family knows it. It was a setup. It was BS. She said a lot of people wanted him dead. She also said AEG Live does not treat their performers right. They drain them dry and work them to death. And she said he would drop hints about people being out to get him, and at some point he was like, they're going to kill me one day.
Wow.
Now, she also talks about being black. She said, I consider myself black. She said that her dad would look her in the eyes and point his finger at her, and he'd be like, you're black. Be proud of your roots. And I'd be like, okay, he's my dad. Why would he lie to me? So I just believe what he told me, because to my knowledge, he's never lied to me.
That's what Richard Dozier's father told her, too.
She said, most people that don't know me call me white.
Black.
I've got light skin, and especially since I've had my hair blonde, I look like I was born in Finland or something.
She looked white with blue eyes to me.
She does.
But she's black. She identifies as black.
What do the police identify her as? That's what counts.
Probably white.
Exactly.
All right, and speaking of color, Ricky Smiley has had to defend his son, Malik Smiley. On his show, Ricky Smiley For Real, his 15-year-old son had this to say.
Black females are not attracted to me.
Oh,
you know, I look at them as my sisters, you know, like my, you know, dap them up, give them a hug. But if it's a different race, you know, it's like, all right, I'm attracted to you in that type of way.
That boy crazy.
So he said he's not attracted to black girls.
Boy, listen crazy. Here. The last thing you want is a bunch of black women in your mentions going in on you. Trust me, I know.
That
son.
Boy crazy.
What is his Twitter so I can get him? Make sure y'all light his ass up.
He's 15 years old. Now, he did defend himself.
Lord have mercy.
Here's what Malik crazy. Smiley said Ooh. After this episode aired, and clearly he got aired out.
Ain't no clearing that up.
All right, I really did not mean it in that way.
Whoa.
The producer told me, say, he gives me a script. This is what happens when you do the interview, you know, when you talk in the reality show. So he gives me a script, and I say exactly what's off that script. Other people, they say other things, but I say exactly what they told me. What I really said, they must have cut this out, because I know for a fact that I have said this when they was interviewing me. I had a bad experience with a lot of, like, females, and I really, you know, trying to... I just want to try something different.
Oh boy.
There's not a script in the world and a check attached to it that can make me say anything negative about
Well, Ricky
black
Smiley
women.
Has had
me?
To defend his own son as well, and here's what he said.
My son just coincidentally texted me and he said, Dad, I made a mistake. And he said, you know, he's getting blowed up on social media because of his statement about not being attracted to black women. And sometimes people will come into a situation with a different agenda. And sometimes stuff get past you that I never would have even approved, even if he felt that way. Because if our target audience is black women, why would you have a 15-year-old kid and let that air on him making a disparaging statement about black women?
And I ain't gonna lie, all of y'all sound like suckers. And the reason y'all sound like suckers is because, Ricky Smiley, you don't watch the final edits of your show? If that's your reality show and your executive producer on your reality show,
they were like, we're going to get some conversation going with this one.
You're not watching the final edits of your show, bro.
It was his reality show?
I think that's his reality show.
He let that on his own reality show?
Ricky Smiley, you sound like a complete sucker.
Wait, play it again, his son. I got here one more time.
Black females are not attracted to me. You know, I look at them as my sisters, you know, like
that
my,
crazy.
You know, dap them up, give them a hug. But if it's
he said, dap them up, give them a hug.
All right, I'm attracted to
Jesus
you. That's how it works.
Listen, I just want to know why y'all keep trying to blame it on the producers. You got the son saying that he was handed a script, so
that
he read the script
crazy.
Verbatim. You got Ricky saying the producers put it out and he wouldn't have approved it. Why didn't you watch the final edit?
His son also said that he said he looks at them like his sisters. He said, I went to an all-white school. Sometimes people have different tastes and I don't have a taste for her because his cousin was setting him up on a blind date.
Well, rest in peace to him, bro.
Rest in peace to his mentions, bro.
What is his Twitter? Rest in peace to his mentions, because he is about, he don't know what he about to get.
He getting it.
Okay, that's like, oh, he already getting it?
Hell yeah, he getting it.
I didn't notice.
I dap him up and I hug him.
Whoa. Well, I'm telling you, you do not want us. The last thing you want is a bunch of black women in your mentions coming at you defending their crown. You hear me?
All right, okay. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
That's like millions of Category 5 hurricanes
Goodness
just
gracious.
Hitting you at once. Right.
He ain't say I'm joking. He ain't say gotcha.
The worst part was when he said I dap him up and hug him.
I dap him up
That's
and
what
hug
I do to my boys. Jesus Christ.
I hear it one more time.
God bless him.
No.
Man.
Black females are not attracted to me.
Whoa.
You know, I look at them as my sisters, you know, like my, you know, dap them up, give them a hug.
I stop.
Whoa, poor
I'm
guy.
Done.
He don't know what he did. You know what the Bible say? They do not now know what they do. What is the thing? You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Lord have mercy.
Goodness gracious. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Charlemagne, say the gang, dunk it other day.
Charlemagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Listen, man, I had to call an audible. I had somebody else I wanted to give Donkey of the Day to. It was actually Sean Spicer, but I gave him Donkey of the Day earlier this week, and then y'all just played me that audio just now. So Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January 25th, goes to Ricky Smiley. Okay, now, on Ricky Smiley's reality show, his son made these comments about black women. You got the comments? Play the comments.
Black females are not attracted to me. You know, I look at them as my sisters, you know, like my, you know, dap them up, give them a hug. But if it's a different race, you know, it's like, all right, I'm attracted to you in that type of way.
Jesus Christ. He knows not what he do. How old is he?
15.
He's 15. I'm not pressing him. I can't press him. I'm pressing his daddy. Okay? Now, Ricky's son defended himself. We got the comments of Ricky's son defending himself.
Yeah, we pulling it up.
What he said he meant.
Here it goes.
All right, I really did not mean it in that way. I got in the room. The producer told me, say, he gives me a script. This is what happens when you do the interview, you know, when you talk in the reality show. So he gives me a script, and I say exactly what's off that script. Other people, they say other things, but I say exactly what they told me. What I really said, they must have cut this out because I know for a fact that I have said this when they was interviewing me. I had a bad experience with a lot of black females, and I really, you know, trying to, you know, try. I just want to try something different.
Bruh, you're not Anchorman. Stop reading everything that's in front of you. Okay, if the script said, I like licking penises like lollipops, would you have read that verbatim too?
Maybe.
Okay. like the fact that you read off a script makes it worse. Like, you should have read that on the script and said, hell no, and then had the producer or writer who wrote that fired. Now, Ricky Smiley defended his son. Do we have Ricky making his
defense? Yeah, we have it.
My son just coincidentally texted me. And he said, Dad, I made a mistake. And he said, you know, he's getting blowed up on social media because of his statement about not being attracted to black women. And sometimes people will come into a situation with a different agenda. And sometimes stuff get past you that I never would have even approved, even if he felt that way. Because if our target audience is black women, why would you have a 15-year-old kid and let that air on him making a disparaging statement about black women?
What do you mean, let it air? Smileys. Smiley family. Smiley clan. What's wrong with y'all? You can't blame producers for that. You can't blame anybody but yourself. Ricky Smiley, you got the power. Okay, you should watch the final edits of your show to prevent this kind of stuff from happening. Stop blaming producers and everybody else. Have some accountability, okay? If your son, boy, if your son don't like black women, let's play this clip again. Play the clip one more time.
Black females are not attractive to me. You know, I look at them as my sisters, you know, like my, you know, dap them up, give them a hug. But if it's a different race, you know, it's like, all right, I'm attracted to you in that type of way. Mm.
If your son don't like black women, tell him stand on that. Because he said it. Don't blame it on the script. Don't you blame it on no producers. Stand by it. The only reason you backing off it now is because you catching all this heat on social media from these black women that you say are your target audience. Mm. Please give Ricky Smiley the biggest hee-haw.
See?
I don't know if you saw, but Ricky Smiley was also tweeting about that.
Boy, he just needs to leave it alone.
And he said that the producers made his son say that, and the producer is going to apologize.
No. That's his show.
That's your show.
That's his
You're the executive
show.
Producer of your show, Ricky Smiley. You should be watching the final edits. You cannot blame that,
that
on no damn
setup.
Producer.
That is your own show.
You don't blame
show.
That on no producer. Producer, oh, the script. I read it off the script. No, that's you.
That's your show.
You're responsible for the words that come out of your mouth. Stop it.
He's supposed to protect his son. Even if his son felt that way, he should have had a conversation with his son and said, you sound like an idiot. Your mother's black, your grandmother's black. Like you
Ricky is grown. Ricky Smiley is a grown-ass man. Stop blaming it on producers, man. Take the L. Tell your son, stand by it. Take this heat, okay? Take this heat from these black women that are probably in your mentions right
now. He really not going to like black women now.
Oh, no. What? What? You think he hated black women before? Wait till he read his mentions after today.
He ain't going to Essence Festival ever.
He might not talk to his mama ever again. He really might not talk to his mama ever again.
Damn. All right, well, that donkey today was well deserved. Thank
he
you for
hate
it.
Scandal now. He hate How to Get Away with Murder. He hate Insecure.
Damn
right,
man.
Essence Festival. He ain't never.
He ain't never going.
He gonna dap up Issa Rae though.
He ain't gonna dap up Issa Rae.
Nah, he might. His daddy might not go to Essence Festival no more. All right. Well, he ain't gonna like this next segment. Ask Ease next. 800-585-1051. You want to talk to a black female? Call her up right now if you need some advice. If you need some help in your relationship, Lord, Angela Yee, this black female, will help you out.
I can't help you get out of this, though.
You can't help me get out of that one, no. 800-585-1051 for real. But if you need some help in your relationship,
you know, call me
foolish, man. But, you know, I always hear black women say how certain black men have a disdain for them.
Mm-hmm.
They try to say I have it. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't realize that some of these dudes told like black women like that. Like, that's ridiculous to me. Like, that's... Like, I don't even understand that logic.
I don't know.
Just let you know how rough
like,
it
what
is
do you
that
see
black
when
women
you see your mama
out here?
Your grandma. You look at your mama as a brother. Your mama, your daddy.
He daps him up. He daps him
he
up.
He daps your mom. Like, I don't know.
But you know what I think is stupid, and you do all the time. What? You make fun of different shades of.
Shut your waffle covered ass up. What you got to do with this?
What does this have to do with anything? Are you a black woman?
Right. Exactly.
How does this come from us talking about how
there you go, ye.
Black women have it to you being upset?
Check him. Check him, boo boo. Get him. I'm sitting there talking about black women. Here come envy. Talking about light skinned men. See what I'm saying?
Envy, just because you have boobs, that does not make you a black woman.
Ooh, drop one of Clues Bombs for Angela Yee this morning. Telling the truth. Telling the truth.
You know what?
Always trying to omit us.
Did you just try to snap your fingers like you're a black woman?
You know what? Whoa. Why are you rolling your head? You
what?
Whoa. You rolling
Leave
your head.
Leave me alone.
Why are you rolling your head?
This is bullying.
You are so stereotypical.
800-585.
Talking about black women. Emmy want to bring it back to himself.
Yeah. 800-585.
You know what you do?
Yeah. See what I'm saying? That's why we got to get rid of light-skinned niggas.
Now we got to get rid of us.
Okay.
You know what? Ask he's next. It's the Breakfast Club. Bitches.
The Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. Where you calling from?
Hampton Road.
Hampton Road, 757 in the mother FM building. Now, why you want to holler at Yee?
Yes, so I'm having some problems. I've been dating this guy for like 5 years. We got an 11-year gap between our age.
Mm-hmm. He's 11 years older than you.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've been basically financially supporting our family. I have a son that's not his, but, you know, we've been together, been making it through. You know, we have our ups and downs. But with his 11-year gap, I'm like, with his age, I'm like, I expect a little bit more for him, like for stability. Like,
right.
You know, 401ks and houses. And
is he making any money? Like, what's he doing?
I mean, he makes money now. You know, he's always had a job, but he got laid off at one point, things like that. But, you know, I understood on those time frames, but it was like, even after that, I'm like, okay, well, what more can you do, you know?
Is it more about his ambition or is it more about the money?
Both.
Okay. So when you first started dating him, what was his financial situation then?
He had the same job. He's been there for almost 12 years.
So basically, you thought after a few years of being with him, you thought his situation would improve. He would somehow become more ambitious.
Right.
But he really is the same person that he was when you first met him.
Right.
So you decided, you made this conscious decision to be with this man who you knew wasn't really that ambitious, wasn't really that doing anything that was so lucrative. Now, what does he say when you tell him, hey, what are you going to do about money? What do you want to do with the rest of your life? Do you have any goals?
Well, and I'm trying to do this for you, and you know, things take time to be able to grow. You know, I wasn't always raised the right way, so like I'm trying to get there.
So he comes up with excuses,
right?
Okay. So how is it that you're feeling now? Are you feeling like financially, for reasons of him not being ambitious enough and not making enough money, and I assume you do well because you said you're the main supporter,
right?
So you're feeling.
I'm just so confused. I'm like, okay, do I just try to be patient, give him a try? Or it's like, at this point, I'm like, I feel overwhelmed. I feel like, you know, I've put in enough. So now it's time for me to relax and, you know, think about myself a little bit more versus just this whole family thing when we're not married. You know, he wants to get there, but I'm like, I don't want to get there until you're at least able to meet me halfway.
Right. Well, I'll be honest with you. When you first met him, he was always like this. So in your head, you thought you were going to change him or he was going to perhaps change or things would be any different. And they haven't really gotten any different. It has to be on him to want to make those changes because clearly he's not doing it for you. So for himself, now it never is really helpful for you to tell people this is what you need to do. You have to do this. What you have to do is talk to him about improving himself for his own benefit. Whether or not you guys end up together, I would assume that you want to see him in the best situation possible, right?
Absolutely, coming from a friend standpoint.
Right. So what you need to let him know is that you've been supporting him all this time, but for his own benefit, perhaps he needs to figure out in his life what is it that he's passionate about and what is it that he's willing to do. Because if not, I think the main thing, it's not even just about the finances of it, because if you love doing something, eventually you can make money from it. It's more about him not having a passion.
Right.
So
that's right.
Do you know what he's passionate about, or maybe you can help him brainstorm those things?
Yeah, he has a lot of different things that he wants to accomplish, things like that in general that he, you know, can solely put his heart into. It's just of getting to that point. So.
Okay, so you need to sit there and help him activate those things. You need to be like, okay, you said you want to do this. I looked up these things. Here's the class you can sign up for. Here's how you can do this. I've met this person who I think would be good for you to sit down with. If he has those abilities and skills and you believe in him, then he might need that extra push.
Right, you're right. I'll definitely try to do that. I definitely will.
Okay, and you know, in your own head, you got to give yourself a timeline, okay? If this doesn't happen, if he's really not committed, because if you're doing everything that you can do and he's not willing to meet you halfway, then maybe it's not for you. But you got to do everything you can do if you really care and want to make it work.
I absolutely would definitely try to do that. I appreciate that, Angela. Thank you so much. And hey, Charlamagne and Envy.
Hey, baby.
Good morning.
Also, before we go, I did go to Berkeley High School. I lived off of Highway 52.
Oh, shoot.
So
okay.
I
and she out here taking care of dudes, you know what I'm saying?
The 843.
843, baby.
Berkeley High School is my alumni. Only education I know.
Your alumni.
That's my alumni.
That's his high school.
That's why I graduated from high school.
Okay.
All right.
Night school. Night school degree, baby.
105.
Class of 98.
You are an alumni of Berkeley High.
There you go. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Kanye West through the wire. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. If you need some relationship advice, you can call her now, 800-585-1051. What line are we going to, Yee?
Let's do number 4.
Hello, who's this?
Adrena.
Hey, Adrena. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from PA.
All right, Pennsylvania. What's your question for Yee?
Okay. Oh, first of all, good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Hey, baby.
Angela Yee, Envy.
Good morning.
My question is, actually, let me explain the scenario. I was asked to coach girls basketball.
Okay.
And I have been contemplating. I used to play basketball in college. So I've been contemplating whether coaching. So a friend of mine coached his girls' high school team against another girls' high school team. But on that team was a transgender male.
Okay.
So my question, I guess, is
it's a girls' team?
It's a girls' team. and he's a transgender male, or what somebody told me I should say, she is a transgender male.
So she identifies as a man.
She identifies as a man.
Okay, he identifies as a man. There we go.
There you go. But I respect the LGBT community, and I've not no problem with a transgender male. I just have a problem when it comes to athletics, mm-hmm. because how do you level that playing field? So I guess my question is how to deal with a situation like that, being as though athletics is just a different playing field.
Well, he identifies as a man, so he shouldn't be on the women's team.
But no, he identifies as a female.
Oh, okay. So he was born with male body parts but identifies as a woman. So you think it's kind of not fair because she might have an unfair advantage.
Yeah, and it's starting to make me feel like maybe I should not coach because I just feel like athletics is different. Like a boy's body develops biologically different than a female. I mean, she was the difference in the game.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this really up to you, or is it up to whatever the rules at the school are?
I'm unsure. Obviously, somewhere along the line, they must have said it's okay because...
Well, then if it's okay at the school then and with the rules of the league, then it should be okay with you.
I don't think so.
Saying that you respect the LGBT community, but you don't feel like it's fair physically that he might have an advantage.
Right. Athletic-wise, I believe that.
Okay.
I could see if there was, like, say, football. There's no girls' football team, so I understand a girl who wants to play football on a football team.
But it sounds to me like if...
And there's a girls' team.
If the league is okay with this, and this is the rules that they've made, if this is a transgender and there's a woman identifying as a woman, if the school and if the league is saying, then you are a woman and you will play on the women's team, then that's the decision they made. So it's not really up to you unless this is a moral thing for you.
Well, this is the first time I've ever run across it. And the only reason why we had found out about it was because somebody knew the family and had talked to the head coach, and that's how we found out. Because physically, facially, if you look at...
Okay, so you wouldn't have even known if somebody hadn't told you.
Other than the body-wise was different. Facially is different. You know what I'm saying? So we wouldn't know, I guess, for real, if it was for somebody... something.
Listen, if you want to coach women's basketball, you should go ahead and do that. It's not really up to you to make these rules and say, oh, well, this isn't fair. If that's the rule and that's what they've said and this person is already playing on the women's team and the school doesn't have an issue, the league doesn't have an issue, then that's what it is. You go ahead and coach that young lady as the young lady that she identifies as.
Oh, it's not someone that I was coached. It was a friend of mine who coached.
Okay, it's another team
that had.
Okay,
right.
I don't believe that this should affect you in choosing what job you want to have.
I don't know, because me being a former athlete, I just see there's always a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Physiology.
Well, times are different now, hon.
Not for me, girls. Boys is boys basketball and girls basketball. I don't know. I just have to sit back and evaluate.
Okay. Well, you know, you decide to do whatever's best for you then.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Is that unfair, Envy? I know your kids play basketball.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
If you were born a male or a boy and you change to a female, yeah. I think you might have an unfair advantage.
Yeah, that's an unfair advantage. What
Absolutely.
You mean you think? That
but
ain't
can
right.
You can't be a transgender playing on the men's team then.
But think about it. Let's say you're tall. Let's say you're 7 foot tall and you just say, okay, I want to be, you know, I want to identify being as a female.
No, that's cheating.
That's unfair.
It's
no,
cheating.
You can't do that. That's like Juwanna.
But you know what?
Remember Juwanna, man? Remember that
I will say
man?
This. She said she didn't even know that was a woman until somebody that knew the family told her.
Well, I don't like people talking behind Brittany Griner's back. Why would that lady call up here talking about Brittany Griner like that?
All right. Ask ye. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, ye?
Yes, we are going to talk about a movie remake. Now, this movie is a classic, okay? So I'm going to see what you guys think about this. Can you remake a classic as crazy as this one? Also, we'll be talking about Drake. And he had a little date the other day. We'll tell you who he was out with. I'm not sure if she's a porn star or a model, but we'll get into that.
Okay. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You know I got the sauce.
Now, you know this is my favorite song. Remember I always say Sex With Me by Rihanna? I'm so glad we play this now in the morning.
Salute to all the ladies out there who say that they got the sauce that is saucy.
So amazing.
Just want you to know that's vaginal discharge.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
That's
all right.
Saucy.
Morning, everybody.
Listen, if there's not a little bit of discharge, you're not doing your job, okay? So remember that. You want it dry?
Huh? Whoa, ye. Wow. Whoa. All right.
All right, let's get to the rumors. That is. I'm just saying. You're not doing your job.
Angela Yee's vagina in the rumors. Let's go.
Jesus.
This is the Rumor Report.
You're always trying to blame
a Angela Yee. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Angela Yee's panty line is filthy. Jesus Christ.
I don't have those issues.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything is as it's supposed to be.
All right.
All right, now let's talk about the New Edition movie. Part one came on BET last night. I know we were all glued to our TV sets.
Amazing.
I was.
So amazing. Now, we saw last night New Edition meeting there, who would be their manager, by stopping in front of his car and singing for him, and that was Brooke. Check it out.
And to let you go, baby. But now since I've seen you in his arms,
I want you back.
Yes, I do now.
I want you back. Hoo-hoo.
All right, enough. Where y'all from? Y'all live around here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Y'all know the rec center over there?
Yeah.
All right, so meet me over there, like, tomorrow, 9 a.m. sharp.
Or on
you. Don't be late.
Does that mean you're going to be our manager?
No, that means meet me over there, 9 a.m. sharp, and don't be late. That's what that means. And listen, next time y'all stand y'all little asses in front of my car, I'm going to run y'all over, and I ain't going to think twice about it.
He was really a great manager for them, by the way.
He was. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Brooke. Brooke is still
a manager.
Manager.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's talk about their first record deal also. It wasn't what you thought it would be.
Mark my words, all the record companies that pass on you guys are going to be sorry, because this thing is going to be big.
What's the name of the company we're signing with again?
Streetwise. Friend of mine, Arthur Baker.
Exactly. What part do you play in this? Maurice
Starr.
Are you their manager now?
No, I'm not their manager. Brooks is still their manager. I produce the music.
So, what are we talking in terms of money? That's a good point.
Now, see, that's a good point.
Get to the nitty-gritty.
Each member gets a signing bonus of $500.
Oh, wait, are you serious right now? $500?
And a Betamax machine.
They got a bike and some money. $500.
I mean, would you rather have a bike or a RAV4?
A RAV4.
TLC got the RAV4. Yeah, I'll take the RAV4.
Come on, $500.
That's crazy.
But they was kids, though, so the bikes made sense.
But they were getting
They didn't get any
career.
Money. They was on tour internationally and not getting
came
money.
Back with $1.87.
What changed exactly in the record industry? You think these guys making money now? What has changed over
They get more than $500.
And people have lawyers now.
Usually
they work
signing
things
bonus,
out.
They get royalties.
You
they
still
get raped.
More
money touring.
You can't avoid the rape.
Well, you can structure your deal. And I think people are a lot more knowledgeable, too.
Right.
Nobody was signing a deal now for $500 and a bike. Let's keep it real. They just didn't know anything. And, right, so that's going to be on part two. We'll be on tonight, so guys, make sure you check that out.
I'm there. That is Our Generation's Roots miniseries.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's move into a movie remake. A classic is getting a remake, and that classic is Scarface.
Wow. Okay.
All right, that's starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Sofia Vergara. That's going to be exciting, right? Now, they've been trying to do this remake since 2002. They haven't found anybody they thought could live up to Al Pacino's original performance, but they do feel like Leonardo DiCaprio could be it. Now, according to Brian De Palma, who was director of Scarface back in 1983, he said, you know, when you got a film as successful and as influential as Scarface, there's this unspoken rule in Hollywood, you've got to make a remake and relaunch the story for a new generation. I'm not ashamed of this. It's what we do in Hollywood. And it's a great opportunity to create a new, exciting version. This project has been on the drawing board for almost 15 years. So the movie is now going to be out in 2017, this year.
Yeah, well, they got to get somebody actually Spanish or Cuban to play Scarface. But I'm going to tell you something. I might be the only black man in America who was never in the Scarface.
That's
like that.
It was
really?
A great movie.
Hell no.
No matter what.
I was a Nino Brown, New Jack City kind
of
guy.
I loved all of them.
Nino Brown will kick Scarface's ass. All right? I never cared for Scarface like that.
I don't know.
Nino Brown would whip Scarface's ass. How dare y'all be disrespectful to this
close to black history? The problem with Scarface is they started using his own supply.
Right. And the problem with Nino Brown is he went against the light-skinned brother.
Yeah, I can't believe. No, the problem with Nino Brown, the best thing Nino Brown did was stab all that waffle-colored Negro in his hand.
But who made more money?
I don't know.
Scarface.
Nino Brown had the card, and Scarface ain't had his own building. Put it like this.
You see what that building looked like?
Listen, I don't care. I was a New Jack City Nino Brown.
I love both of them.
Damn about no Tony Montana and no Scarface.
All right, those are all classic movies, though. Now, Drake was seen out on a date the other day, and he was on a date with Rosie Devine. Does anybody know who that is?
No.
She's an adult actress. I Googled her name.
What's she look like?
And some porn sites came up, like XNXX and all of that. So you can go check that out. If you have Revolt TV, you can see what the woman he was dining with in Amsterdam. Maybe it was a business meeting. Mm. I don't know. But he was in Amsterdam when it all happened. Mm. So she's a retired model.
Stop moaning like that.
She look a little old in the face. I ain't going to lie.
She's young. She's like 27 or 20 or something like that.
She need to drink more water.
Okay. And, of course, we have to say rest in peace again to our good friend, world star hip-hop founder Q, a.k.a. Lee.
My boy Lee. I was hoping this was an alternative fact.
Mm. He was only 43 years old. And here is Q when he was on The Breakfast Club.
Hold on. Let's pull up the clip.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on.
I didn't give you guys the heads up.
No. Here it goes.
Seeing the poverty, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and it's right in your backyards of these, you know, these congressmen, states, legislators, you know, I feel like these voices need to be heard, you know what I'm saying? So that was my job, you know, to go out there and feel it like going on ground zero, and it was walking around, seeing it for your own eyes and feeling it, you know what I mean? Because I feel like with videos, you feel it more than just reading about it. Editorial doesn't make you feel it, you know what I'm saying? No one cared when we talked about police brutality and harassment. Until we actually start showing the videos, mm-hmm. then people's like, oh, okay, I see what you mean. You know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of people don't like these videos that's so in your face. But then again, you know, these videos is what's going to help, you know, bring awareness.
Salute to my guy Q, man. Q absolutely supported me at every level of my career. It didn't matter what radio station I was at. It didn't matter if I even had a radio job. If I was creating video content, Q would put it up on World Star. That's my guy.
Yes, absolutely. He was supportive of all of us.
Absolutely.
So rest in peace and our condolences, of course, to his family, his absolutely. Children,
and he had a
his
lot
wife.
His wife, his son. He had a lot of things cooking.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The World Star movie, World Star TV show. The TV show still is going to air, though.
Okay.
Actually, next Friday.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor reports.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow.